Factus Radio. Factus Radio. FM 104.6. Bringing the island's community together.
On a Tuesday afternoon. We've got our first guest in today, haven't we?
We have. We've got the lovely Dave Burton.
Good afternoon.
And Dave, you are from the Castlehold Baptist Church.
Yep, that's right.
Which we were just discussing animatedly. We thought, where the dickens is that? Because I know where Castlehold is. It's a place called Castlehold, isn't it?
Castlehold Lane.
Castlehold Lane, that's it. Which runs past, what was being, what was BHS, but now it's B&M or something.
BHS used to be.
Well, yeah, now, but now we've established that Castlehold Baptist Churches, if you stand outside Phil's Diner, other diners are available, and look across the road, it's right in front of you.
That's right. Phil's Diner is the place to be to see where Castlehold is.
Yeah.
Okay.
If
you stand outside and look across the road, you'll see the church that you've never noticed before,
yes,
which is Castlehold.
We've gone past it a few times, and I thought, what's he talking about? Oh, I know. Yeah. Eventually it comes back. So, Messy Church.
Yeah.
Now, what's that all about?
So, Messy Church isn't anything new, and it isn't anything that Castlehold came up with, but we've been running a service at Castlehold once a month for the last 5 years, following a pattern or an idea called Messy Church, which was invented about 10 years ago. About 10 years ago, there was a church in Portsmouth that decided to try and do a style of church service which was easy to come to for families with young children, particularly families with young children. So
relaxed,
a variety of ages.
Relaxed, if you like.
Yeah, quite relaxed and informal. It's called Messy Church because it involves lots of creativity and art and craft and gluing and sticking and painting and everything else.
Sounds like fun.
That's interesting because we were discussing before you arrived that when we were little, we were dragged off to church whether we wanted to go or not. And to be honest, it was really boring.
It was boring, I'm afraid.
Well, I think church has changed quite a lot since then.
We're talking a good few years ago.
It wasn't that long ago. No, but it's a good idea to if you want your children to be engaged in the church and then have something that would engage their attention rather than somebody giving you a sermon for 45 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's just about being relevant to your community and to the people that are coming along, doing things in a way that's accessible and relevant. And of course, that's nothing new either. When Jesus was on earth, when he talked to people, he didn't talk in long sermons,
no.
But he used stories to draw people in, to help people to think about life and the meaning and the values in life that we should hold.
Mm.
And these stories are ones, of course, that we still, you know, treasure today.
Yes. So how do you do that with arts and crafts, if I can ask that the obvious question?
Okay, so our last Messy Church was last Saturday, and we were exploring one of those stories. So it was the story of the, we know it as the prodigal son, so I'm sure you're familiar with the story, lots of people are. I talked about the fact that it was maybe better to call it the story of the lost son. So it's one of three stories that Jesus told, Luke, who wrote one of the books in the Bible, Luke tells us that Jesus used three stories to help people think about what it feels like when you lose something, and actually to point to how God feels when he loses people, and talk about what it means to be lost and distant from God and what it means to come home to God. So the story of the lost son or the prodigal son, obviously, you know, you've got the son who is leaves home and then comes back home and is welcomed home. So we talked about that at Messy Church as a bit of an introduction, and then we split up into different activities with children and their grown-ups going around between seven or eight different tables, making things like a welcome home sign.
Oh,
so we had someone come in with some woodwork equipment and help the children to decorate and then drill holes in and construct this welcome home sign.
You let them loose with a Black & Decker?
We did. We did a bit of a risk assessment first. So we had lots of fun with that. Activities that children maybe don't normally get to do.
Well, that's an added bonus, isn't it, really, I think? It's not just I'm trying to illustrating the stories and the piece of scripture you want with these activities, but it's something they wouldn't normally do.
Exactly. And of course, children's learning styles are such that they take in, you know, some of the ideas embedded within a story. by playing with them,
yes,
and by being creative and about producing something that they can then take home that's a reminder. So all the different themes within a story like The Prodigal Son, you know, yes, children are able to access and engage with, and they're grown-ups as well that come with them, their parents or carers.
I was going to ask you that. I mean, can you keep the grown-ups' hands off of some of the things that you're doing, or are they getting stuck in as well?
No, we encourage them to get stuck in as well, just as much as the kids.
Cutting and sticking.
Okay, we all like a bit of cutting and sticking.
Yeah, exactly.
Very Blue Peter.
Here's one I made earlier.
Yeah. So you hold this once a month at Castle
Once a month, yep, yeah, that's right.
Okay. And roughly how long does it last, and what time of day is it?
So it lasts for 2 hours.
Okay.
Trying to think about being accessible, doing something in a way that families particularly will find easy to engage with. We have very defined, there's a start time and an end time, and it always includes a meal. There's a free meal for children and grown-ups, where everyone is fed as part of Messy Church.
Everyone's now sat up at home as a meal.
There is a meal. We have an amazing catering team who prepare a meal. So last Saturday we had our speciality Messy Church macaroni cheese, which is a big favourite with
I'll
the kids
bet it is,
and
yes,
parents alike. And of course, for families that come, they know that Messy Church night, no one has to cook. Because everyone is welcome to come and have a meal together at Messy Church as part of the Messy Church family. You know, those people that come along, we all get to sit down together and eat together.
So why on a Saturday?
Because lots of families are busy on a Sunday.
Makes sense, yeah.
So statistics, recent statistics are, I think 26% of 9 to 13-year-olds spend Sunday with the parent they don't live with.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Course,
so
yeah.
Sunday is a precious day.
Yeah, I understand what you're getting at there now.
That's a busy day with lots of transport issues and things.
Yeah. But and there's other things to do. I imagine there's the horse
football,
riding community.
And horse riding. And goodness knows, lots of
So Saturday fits in quite well. I'd like that idea.
So what time does it start?
At 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we finish at 6 o'clock.
So it's not too late for the little ones.
No, everyone can get back home and get the kids into bed.
And it's not too bad.
Get back in time for TV, Saturday night TV.
And of course, you could park in Chapel Street, can't you? Or around the back at whatever it's called, that car park around the back off of.
Off of Drill Hall Road.
Off of Drill Hall Road. That's the one
that's
I'm trying to think of.
Yeah,
so it's not too bad for parking.
No.
But you get the bus stops right outside.
Yeah, indeed.
It is.
Seven stops right outside, anyway. That's the bus that comes around. This is a great idea. And one of the things I like about it is that in various occupations, I've been through many different cultures and religions. I've been in the houses, and there's a big thing about sharing food in all religions and cultures.
Is,
the
whole
basis of the culture is about sharing food for someone who's visiting, and I think you've sort of embodied that in the Messy Church as well.
Yeah. And again, I didn't invent it or come up with it.
No, we're not suggesting you did.
But it's an idea that lots of churches up and down the country have seen that model works really well. And in that spirit of actually sharing ideas and resources, the original team that set up their first Messy Church have written a book and said, hey, why don't you do Messy Church? And lots of churches up and down the country and now all around the world run a Messy Church congregation, for want of a better word.
Why not? Now, this might be a daft question, but I'm going to ask you on behalf of the listeners. Do you have to be a member of the Baptist Church to come along?
Not at all. Not at all. We're open to everyone and anyone, whether you have a strong faith, a weak faith, no faith at all, faith in goodness knows what. There are no restrictions. Everyone is welcome to come.
That is. I mean, truly
sounds amazing.
It's fantastic. Yeah. And I know what churches should be doing is throwing their doors open and say, "Come in, look. This isn't that boring. It's
really
quite interesting."
Be so stiff.
Well, I think so. And I think that the truths of the things that Jesus said to people are the kind of things that are relevant and that engage with people today.
Actually,
if we present them in a boring way, we're doing a real disservice.
I think you're right. It's going to be the word of God according to man, isn't it?
Not
the other way around. So next month's one is when?
So next month's one is on the 13th of May.
Saturday the 13th of May. Okay. From 4 p.m.
From 4 p.m.
Do you know what the theme is yet? Or have you not decided that?
No, we haven't decided yet.
Okay, that's fine.
We're going to decide this week.
Okay. So basically, what I can ask you to do is, can you email me prior to that to remind me, and I will plug it on the Saturday morning show
course,
for
I'd
you.
Love to. Yeah,
that's going, because we like to know what's going on, and we do the things at live music and what's happening at museums and so forth, but that's a perfectly valid thing to put up on a Saturday.
If we don't know, we can't tell anyone.
Absolutely.
Indeed. So and people can find us on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page.
Oh, my Lord.
In fact, if you were to Google Messy Church, you'd probably find a good number of churches on the island.
Yeah. All faiths?
Certainly different denominations, different traditions.
Yeah.
So whether that's Anglican or Methodist or Baptist, different denominations, all seeing the value in doing church in a very different way.
Very accessible way for younger people. Yeah. And older people who find church a bit sort of too stilted and not relevant. I think that's the point. Yeah.
And one of the moments at Messy Church that I absolutely treasure is when I've seen some of the older members of our local community sitting with some younger children and the children teaching people that would be their grandparents' age how to make friendship bracelets.
Yeah.
Oh,
and that
right.
linked into a theme
so
about friendship.
So they all learned from each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Stuff. So that's the Castle Hole Baptist Church, which is in, I say, downtown Newport. It's opposite Phil's Diner, if you don't know.
Yeah.
Parking Chapel Street or... Hang on, we've been prompted to say something. What's Lemon Race then?
What is the Lemon Race? Indeed, this was something that would be worth talking about. Sounds very, very surreal, and it looks quite surreal as well.
Okay.
So there's a couple from our church that help us to organise a fundraiser annually, and that's coming up this coming Saturday.
I think we'll talk about that after the ads.
Yeah, we'll just take a piece of music into the commercial break. You're listening to the Tuesday afternoon show here on Vetage Radio FM 104.6 with me, Kelvin.
And me, Maggie.
And we've still got our guest in, have we not?
I think we have. I think he's still here.
Yep, I'm still here.
We haven't frightened him off yet then.
We tried.
Now, we're talking Messy Church. And you said that there's a meal, but it's free. How does this work?
Yeah, Messy Church is free to anyone that wants to come along, but obviously there's a cost involved, but the church covers that cost.
Mm. Uh-huh.
One of the ways that we help to cover that cost is once a year there's a fundraiser event organised by a couple who live in Carisbrook who run it for us, and it's a little bit like a duck race with a twist. You might say with a twist of lemon, because instead of floating a number of hundred plastic ducks down a river, we float 200 wooden lemons down Lukeley Brook, which is in Carisbrook. So imagine the sight. Yeah. Hand-turned wooden lemons being dumped into a stream, and they bob their way down. And then imagine across the ford down at Lukeley Brook, which is just down, if you think where St Mary's Church in Carisbrook is, just opposite, there's a little lane called Castle Street.
Yes.
It goes down the hill to a ford at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Well, imagine 80 or 90 children packed along that walkway next to the next to the stream.
Not going to be quiet, is it, this?
It's not quiet, because they're all cheering on their number lemon, whichever number they have chosen to sponsor.
Okay, we're building up to the punchline here, aren't we?
Yeah, when is this?
When is
it happening? Well, actually, it's this coming Saturday.
Saturday
the 21st at 2 o'clock. The first race actually is launched at 2:30. We'll probably have two different races.
Two heats.
But there'll be events and activities happening between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock.
And where do people congregate for this?
At the ford at the bottom of Castle Street in Carisbrook.
And this may be a daft question, but how does that raise money?
Well, everyone is invited, should they want to sponsor a lemon.
So
everyone sponsors a lemon. It's a pound to sponsor a lemon. And we have a few other bits and pieces happening.
Okay.
There's a Tin Can Alley thing happening. We've got a wonderful balloon modeller coming along, who's actually sat here in the studio as well.
You do balloon modelling. Now, this is something. This is news. This is news. You wait till Thursday morning.
So that is the wonderful Martin Timbers. Yeah, he's going to be doing some balloon modelling.
Balloon modelling. What do you call this race?
So it is the, we're calling it the 2018 Messy Church Le Mans Race. I know, it's a
wonderful
pun.
You're here
a
week, folks, yes. Okay, so that's this Saturday.
This Saturday.
The Ford.
Yep, at 2 o'clock. So people can park in the car park that's opposite the church. Down that way on the high street, and then walk up a little bit and down the... Or they could park up at the castle and walk down. It's going to be a lovely sunny afternoon.
It is,
yep. So why not bring the family, park up at the castle, walk down to the Ford, and come and cheer on a lemon or two.
Right, if we make a note of that, Maggie, you mentioned that in the breakfast show Sunday morning.
Saturday.
Saturday morning, rather.
That would be great. And once
again,
2 o'clock, in the afternoon, 2 till 4, and the first race is going to be launched at 2:30. There's a whole load of information on our Facebook page. So if you were to go to facebook.com/messychurchcastlehold, then all the information is there.
Excellent. That's all we need to know, because then people can find out about that and the next month's Messy Church.
Exactly, exactly.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Not at all. Thank you for having me. It's been great
it's
to come in.
It's a pleasure.
And I'm sure it sounds like a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun indeed.
I don't know. I mean, even if it's a bit wet, the castle, the thing race, the Le Mans race.
Le Mans.
Get nice and muddy.
Yeah.
Always good fun.
But we always have good weather. So we've got good weather booked for this Saturday.
This is guaranteed.
This is guaranteed.
Okay, guaranteed.
You'll only get wet if you fall in the river.
Oh, don't even start that. You just will see what's going to happen. Okay, that's great. Thank you for coming in. It is 3:05.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Your station, your community.